Black infants are 2.5 times more likely than white infants to die in Delaware. And across the nation, black mothers are 3 to 4 times more likely than white mothers to die from pregnancy-related complications. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed reports health experts and advocates discussed the disparity at the 14th annual Delaware Healthy Mother and Infant Consortium Summit.
Tiffany Chalk of Bayer, Delaware, was nearly 6 months pregnant when she checked into hospital with back pain. The then 32-year-old waited 6 hours before she was informed she was 2 centimeters dilated and in active labor. Chalk's premature son died a month later from complications. Chalk, who's African-American, says she feels she didn't get the level of care she deserved and thinks race could have been a factor.
I was 32, but I probably looked like I was 25. I didn't have my wedding ring on. My husband was at work. Almost this is how I was led to feel, that I was just another young black girl here to have another baby, and my baby wasn't important. So that culturally competency training is super important.
Chalk also feels women like her need to become stronger advocates for themselves in the hospital. The event's keynote speaker was Dr. Arthur R. James, a retired OBGYN and pediatrician. He says while the quality of care for blacks and whites can differ, the disparities stem from America's history of an unfair racial system.
Black people spent 246 years in slavery, another 99 years under Jim Crow, and those two periods of time together count for 86% of the African American experience. When we compare blacks and whites in any category, we never mention that history. We always make the comparison as if black people and white people started out on a level playing field, and the fact of the matter is that it has never been level. We're hoping that with this 400-year anniversary, America will wake up and begin the process of changing the patterns that we've established that are racially based and unfair.
More than 50% of pregnancy-related deaths are preventable, according to the consortium. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.